another flash mob protesting against the recent executions on the streets of Yangon, Myanmar's biggest city. If caught, they risk being jailed, or worse. But demonstrators say the executions have made their opposition to military rule even stronger, and one day, the generals will face justice.
We should hold these brutal junta leaders and the military accountable for what they have done. No exception for anything. That's what people strongly believe now.
For the families of the executed men, the anguish continues. These pro-military protesters came to denounce Zhao Mingyu, known as Code Jimmy, outside his house after his execution. His wife, seen with him in this family video, has fled the home. But she told Al Jazeera from a hidden location that the international community must do more than just condemning the executions.
I would like to emphasize the importance of impact in diplomacy, not just talking about a topic. In diplomacy, condemnation and urging do not work, especially in the case of our country, Myanmar.
While there was much condemnation of the executions at a recent meeting of Southeast Asian foreign ministers, there was little talk of measures against Myanmar's military. Others are taking a more proactive approach. Chris Gunness knew Code Jimmy when he was a student activist and had worked with him after his release from prison. Now, he's trying to bring a criminal case against the junta in the Turkish judicial system.
The junta can run, but they can't hide. There will be accountability against them, just as there was against the war criminals in the Balkans. It took years and years for Milosevic and Karic and Mladic to end up in The Hague, but they did end up in The Hague. We in MAP have accountability cases, criminal cases, against the junta all around the world.
At the International Court of Justice in The Hague, Myanmar's already in the dock. In late July, the court dismissed objections, saying that a case brought by the Gambia for genocide against the Rohingya ethnic minority can proceed. Although the trial may take years, the wheels of justice are in motion. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera.